blood. I got my gun trying to get the job done. Under the street lights, feeling the cold breeze. Damn, you really hurt me. Yeah, there were late nights. I stayed up drinking. I tried to forget how to get even. And now it's my turn to pull the trigger. But I got something better. Here's all my love. And take it all, take it all. Take it all. Here's all my love. Waterfall slowly spilling out. Hello and welcome back. You are listening to Blizzquake on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have once again a special guest in the studio today. Say hi to everyone.
Hi everyone. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And for our longtime listeners, you will likely recognize that voice. That is once again Amy. And she has also helped pick some of the music, not all of it as was the case the previous week that she was on. So if you don't like the music, you have partially me to blame, but also feel free to take out all of your ire on Amy instead. Amy is going to tell us many fun stories, also a PSA, which is not happening right now because she wants to do the dried fruit PSA, and I know that you've heard that before. So we're going to play a couple of songs for you today, talk about some things. You know how it is on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, I don't know why the music is no longer working. It says cannot play the current song, so that is interesting. We're going to switch to the backup song.
Thank you. never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. There is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest. She fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. Vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave her confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How and why and when and where to go. How, why, when and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the manic rediffusion. Look at me, a martini, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces picked up for deliberation by the people listening in home, by the people watching on the telly, by the people listening at home, by the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
Hello. So you might have gathered from that last song that that one was called Tangerine. And I just want everyone to know what happened while that song was playing. And that was that Amy turned to me and she said, I just don't understand what is the difference between a tangerine, a peach, and what was the third one?
I think I was confusing the tangerine with the...
But what was the third one, Amy?
Was it a plum? It was a plum.
It was a plum. Amy asked, what is the difference between a tangerine, a peach, and a plum?
The last two are stone fruits because they have pits, and the tangerine doesn't. That's what we determined the difference was.
I don't think that we determined anything. I think I knew the whole time that those were different things. But I don't... Like, I don't understand the difference between a clementine and a tangerine, and you added navel orange, right?
Yeah.
I don't get that at all.
Mandarin orange.
Yeah.
You know, the small oranges.
Yeah, those are all the exact same thing in my
Maybe
head.
Maybe some have seeds and some don't? This is a great question
this
for
Google. Yeah, okay. Do you want to Google it?
Perhaps.
Okay, please. If you have any thoughts, please put them in the DJ chat. Text us. Please do not call. It is so hard to answer the phones, but if you do, we will answer. We are very confused up here, and we will have answers for you very shortly while we play this next song.
I tried to fight, but I can't. walking on a cloud. Wow, look at me now. Head so big, I can see your house. Lip gloss and cut out jeans. Lying through your crooked teeth. Wow, look at me now. Shut your mouth till the truth comes out. A bit lost in all your cheats. Queen of all my misery. Came around, I'm so high, jumping cloud to cloud. Take my hand while we leave the crowd. Way back, 8-track, going way back, way back. And you know that I hit that same old conversation. Oh, please don't keep me waiting. We're feeling tired now, taking flight, leaving and cut out jeans, smiling through your crooked teeth. Wow, look at me now. New heart and I won't stoop down. A bit lost in your mystique. Queen of all my misery.
All right, welcome back. We did put our top minds on this investigation, and we couldn't figure out anything. Literally nothing at all. We have no idea what the difference is between a tangerine, mandarin orange, and a clementine. But there is still hope, because one thing that is better than our top minds is an AI, which is artificially more intelligent than Amy and I combined and separately. So we did look into ChatGPT as a resource, and while I would not cite it in a paper, here are the differences. I'm just going to read the in summary because it actually spit out so many things. But in summary, tangerines are a type of mandarin orange, confusing, with a thicker peel and a slightly stronger flavor, while clementines are a specific, smaller, sweeter, and easier to peel variety of mandarin orange. Mandarin oranges, as a broader category, encompass various types, including tangerines and clementines, each with its own characteristics. In short, it meant they made it intentionally confusing.
So if you did like a blind taste test where they put these two, three fruits in front of you, do you think you could correctly identify which is which?
No, and I feel like Cuties is just passing off whichever one's cheaper in the moment in those little mesh bags. Because nobody would ever know. And the answer was just that they're the same but different. That was the whole answer. However, peaches and clementines are distinctly different. Peaches, clementines, and plums, distinctly different. I don't know how you grew up this long without knowing that. And I know people who would care about the fact that you don't know that are listening. And I think they probably should have taught you that at some point. That is my personal opinion. I don't know how you don't know that. You know how, like, there are blind spots when you grow up and you're like, oh,
I just
didn't know that till I was this old.
I didn't really like peaches until recently. Like, the fuzzy texture on the outside really gave me the ick for so long.
Yeah, that's why you gotta cobbler
it. In the summer, when they're in season, favorite fruit.
That's fair. I think they are better in a cobbler, for sure. I also feel like, I don't know. Like I was trying to think about things that I didn't realize until I was too old and it became embarrassing. And like one of them was that ponies are not baby horses. I think that one's crazy.
We have a friend who would be very surprised you didn't know that until recently.
I just don't know how anyone would have known that. Because they're always pitched as baby horses. There's, like, other ones. Like, I know that some of my friends didn't know that, like, narwhals were a real creature until at least 20 years old. Like, there's just a lot of stuff like that where you wouldn't realize unless someone explained it to you explicitly. Do you have any more like that?
I don't think so. I think a common one was that people thought, like, chocolate milk came from brown cows, but I never personally believed in that.
I don't know anyone that thought that for real.
I always heard it, like, as a rumor.
All right, come to the DJ chat if you, with your weird specific things that you didn't know until it was kind of embarrassingly too late.
Stop making
Right, it is that time of the hour where we read a PSA. That is one of the requirements to keep our show on the air. And we have this huge binder that has a ton of varied and very strange and very silly and very serious PSAs in it. And Amy is going to grace your ears with a PSA from the book.
This is the pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Well done, Amy. And that is a thing that is very near and dear to my heart. Have you recently had any weird interactions as a pedestrian? Because I've started fighting. I've started fighting back.
I'm always a little bit too afraid of violence to start fighting. But I did somewhat recently have an incident when I was walking my bike through a crosswalk when I had the right-of-way and the signal. And a car really came within like 6 inches of hitting me in the leg. And it was very disconcerting.
Not good. So the Cambridge Half Marathon was this Sunday, and I was biking around between the different mile markers. And I was biking through Harvard Square, and this car just like kind of almost hit me twice in a row while I was biking in. And then like also kind of almost hit this guy in a crosswalk when the guy had right of way, and then he and I had a whole conversation like, that guy was a moron, and then I was like, yeah, and then we kind of like parted ways, and I was like, okay, some solidarity between pedestrians, feeling really good about that. So everything Amy said is true. Keep your eyes open if you are behind the wheel of a 2,000-pound death machine.
Yourself. I was by your side despite. into only the good die young, and we laugh about its statement. We walk in the same direction, but we both got lost in your age and my impatience. Did you find what you were looking for? Some escape from your skin. You know that place you were dreaming of, where all light comes in. I hope you know I grew my hair out long, and your sister's just fine. I keep burning my bridges down just to keep you alive.
That one was called Carlos Song by Noah Kahan, and that one was a special request by a dear, dear friend of ours tuning in all the way from Florida. And to that friend, we miss you very much and can't wait to see you soon, maybe in February. We've also seen Noah live in concert, me and this friend, different shows, both in New York City. Great performer, would highly recommend. Looking forward to seeing him at Fenway Park in July.
And fun fact, apparently lives in Watertown, so could be listening right now, hopefully not.
And if he is, we're huge fans.
Yeah,
so
you can text us. I'll give you our actual phone number. Thank you.
the ocean's not enough for it. We'll be right back.
Sundown and I'm feeling lifted. Downtown cherry lipstick. Watch your silk dress dancing in the wind. Watch it brush against your skin. Makes me wanna try your on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun.
Hello and welcome back. You are once again listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are once again kind of approaching the end of the hour. You have been listening to Blizzquake, which maybe that name's going to switch next semester. Who knows? It is no longer topical, nor is it relevant, so we probably do need a new name. Feel free to submit something in the chat. We have been hearing some of the musical stylings of special guest Amy.
And that last song was called Silk Chiffon by Muna, featuring Phoebe Bridgers. And poll question. Ben cued that one. That was his pick. But he did not know what chiffon is.
Could not tell you. I have no idea.
It's
a
type
it up,
of fabric.
But it's silk. It's silk, like.
It's like a material. Commonly used in dresses, to
so
be
wouldn't
fair.
Silk? I don't understand how it's silk and that's like silk cotton. No?
No.
So I don't understand. I looked it up while that song was playing, couldn't figure it out. More confused than I was before. So we've all learned something today on the show.
Learned something new every day.
Yeah. So we probably have one and a half more songs for you before the next show kicks off. Once again, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You will see me next week, and maybe Amy, and maybe not Amy, and maybe someone else. So, thank you once again for listening. We really appreciate it. And Amy and I have a very special next song, and maybe one more after that. So, I hope that you have a lovely night full of relaxation, and thank you once again.
Have a nice evening.
Ask for money and get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice. I'm from the dirty, but that Chico nice. Y'all call it a moment, I call it life.
One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment.
Christina Aguilera.
Tokyo, long way from them hallways. It was O's and O's, they counted always. Real fat all day. Now, baby, we can parlay. Oh, baby, we can party. She read books, especially about red rooms and tie ups. I got her hooked, cause she see me in a suit with a red tie tied up. Hey, Dangris, nice to meet you. But time is money. Only difference is I own it. Now, let's stop time and enjoy this moment.
One day, while my light is glowing, I'll be in my castle golden. But until the gates are open, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment. Whoa, I just wanna feel this moment.
I mean billions, I'm a genius, I mean brilliance. The streets have schooled them and made them slicker than slick with the ruler. I've lost a lot and learned a lot, but I'm still undefeated like Shula. I'm far from cheap, I break down companies with all my peeps. Maybe we can travel the world and I can give you and all you can see. Time is money, only difference is I own it. Like a stopwatch, let's stop time and enjoy this moment, darling.
One day while my light is glowing,